So many things in life are going to work for you or not work for you, not because of the actual thing that you are doing, but because of the energy in which you are doing it. And this is a very powerful spiritual principle that we want you to think about. We will give you some examples of this. Anything that you are communicating from a place of fear is probably not going to bring to you the results that you really want. And why is that? Because fear, of course, narrows you. And it also it intensifies, but it does not intensify in expansion. It intensifies in narrowness. And so you could say the identical words to another person when you were communicating. And once one thing you say is in the energy of fear, and the other thing you say is in the energy of love and expansion. And even though the words are identical, you are not going to get the same reaction. More than people really want to realize, some of us do not want to think about it at all in some circumstances, but people are always reacting to the energy in which a communication is received. And that is a true thing. So someone can be talking to you, and perhaps they are not smooth or, what is the word, suave or whatever it is that indicates coolness, but you don't care. And why is it you don't care? You're not judging them for getting the wrong word or stumbling. You're not judging them because the energy in which you are receiving that communication is loving and makes you feel safe and makes you feel full and expanded. And in a strange way, the words are not that relevant. And then on the other end of the spectrum, someone can deliver to you a completely perfect speech about something. And it you will find sometimes it is even hard to hold on to the information, even though it has been presented to you in this perfect way. And why is that? It is because the energy behind what you are hearing is perfectionistic and often judgmental, and you can feel that you are supposed to be receiving this in a correct way, and that is very anxiety-producing. So we only use these two examples to remind you that more important than what you say is the energy in which you are saying it. Now, we want to present that to you as a power because you have choices, many choices, that, and you are still yourself. But when you choose a mode of communication and the energy behind it, and you choose that intuitively and intelligently, then you will find that you are becoming the mistress of your life. And that is a wonderful thing. Now, here is one more clue about communicating. Never communicate to try to control what another person is going to communicate back to you, because none of it is real. And when none of it is real, then no genuine communication has happened. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And know that where your breath goes, light goes. Feel the blue of peace come all around you. And breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel the mother's love like a cloak of pink light all around you, strong but gentle and true and protective. Allow yourself to feel that energy all around you and to lean back into it and breathe it in. And feel a warm rain fall around your body and wash away the tension of the week. And let your back and your mind let go of burden and feel the rain wash it away. Feel your body becoming light. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your root, and let that cleansing energy wash the root so that what you create now is from your source, what you love, what you know and respect. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the second center. Feel the cleansing energy wash away any shame or judgment that might be speaking to you or through you. Let it leave the body so that the second center can continue to cleanse without judgment. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the solar plexus. And feel the cleansing energy remove the emotional overload from the solar plexus. Feel it all being taken away by your guides, by your teachers, pulling away like yarn that might have been tangled in your body, pulling it all away so that you feel what is true for you. What is loving for you? Feel the energy of the cleansing come up and into your heart. And let the cleansing energy wash across your heart center and be nourishment for the garden that is your heart. Feel everything. Take in the water that cleanses and let the heart grow. Feel the cleansing energy come up to the body and into the throat. Let the cleansing energy clear from the throat center any communication that does not serve your highest good. Make a space for your heart to send the communication that you need to hear. Feel the cleansing energy come up through the body, through the throat, into your third eye. And feel the cleansing energy wash the third eye and make it strong, make it open, make it wise. And feel all doubts about your own power to know washed away. Feel the cleansing energy from the earth come up through your body and out through your crown. And as that cleansing energy leaves the crown, feel the crown opening wider. And feel the universe and its beautiful golden light pouring into your body and your energy field. All that you need to love and be loved, to create, to expand, to be wise. Feel that golden light flowing through your thoughts, making your third eye more powerful and knowing, relieving the communication center by the presence of high wisdom and love in that center. Feel that golden light like the sun in the garden of your heart, shining, bringing light to any place in the heart that may have been in darkness. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus to inform your emotions, the ones to feel, to hold for a while, the ones to release. Take the wisdom, release the emotion, feel that teaching going on in your solar plexus. Feel the golden light flow into your second center. And feel any shame or judgment that remains displaced by a love so profound that it created you. By a love that knows you and guards you, that protects you and shows you the light that will lead you to your own path. Feel the golden light flowing through the body down into the root. And feel the root become golden and alive with a desire to build you first, and then build a life and the energy that you want to live. Now feel the love and support of the mother once again. Bring your attention into the heart center. And in the center of your heart, see that a gift has been left for you by the universe. And feel how full and light you have become. Know your gift. Rest the mind. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.